For this Monday, December 30th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. A wanted Mount Vernon man was arrested on Christmas Eve following a traffic stop. According to the Mount Vernon Police Department, officers were on patrol when they stopped a vehicle in the area of 9th Street and James Drive. The vehicle owner, James Austin Johnson, had an active arrest warrant out of Posey County for invasion of privacy. During the stop, officers say they located approximately 5.48 grams of suspected methamphetamine, 16 narcotic pills, and 101 prescription pills that presumably were not prescribed to anyone in the vehicle. Officers also located a glass pipe wrapped in a napkin in the vehicle. James was arrested and transported to the Posey County Jail on multiple charges. Mount Vernon officers working the Christmas midnight shift took a dangerous driver off the city roadways early Thursday morning. At approximately 1:40 a.m., a Mount Vernon police officer conducted a traffic stop in the area of Tile Factory Road and Brookside Drive due to the driver having a suspended driver's license. The driver of the vehicle, 53-year-old Chad Allen Decker, staggered from his vehicle and displayed poor balance and severely slurred speech. Officers could smell the odor of burnt marijuana and a strong odor of alcoholic beverages on Decker's breath. During the encounter, Decker was verbally abusive, extremely disrespectful, and derogatory to the officers. Chad Allen Decker was charged with operating while intoxicated with a prior conviction and intimidation, which are both level 6 felonies. He was also charged with possession of marijuana, which is a Class B misdemeanor. This past weekend, North Posey boys and girls basketball played in the Toyota Classic. Vikings boys basketball finished in third place as they went 2-1 over the weekend. North Posey beat Wood Memorial in their first game on Friday 68-58, but then lost their second game on Friday against Princeton 47-38. That put the Vikings in the third place game on Saturday, and they defeated South Knox 48-36. North Posey boys basketball sits at 6-5 in the season and will be off until Friday, January 11th, when they host Mount Vernon. North Posey girls basketball finished in sixth place in the Toyota Classic. The Lady Vikings got beat by Wood Memorial in their first game on Friday, 63-54, and then bounced back in their second game on Friday, beating Princeton 48-45. In the fifth-place game on Saturday, North Posey lost to Gibson Southern 68-61. The Lady Vikings have an overall record of 8-5, and their next game is Tuesday, January 7th, at home when they play South Spencer. Coming up this evening here on Posey County Radio, you can hear the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show from 6 until 6:30 on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon boys basketball has not played since Saturday, December 21st. The Wildcats are 4-4 overall and return to action this Saturday afternoon with a trip to Pike Central. In college sports from Sunday, Evansville men's basketball picked up a conference win at home as they defeated Missouri State 57-40. The Purple Aces snapped a 5-game losing streak and improved to 4-9 on the year and 1-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Cam Hafner led the charge for UE with 13 points. Tayshawn Comer and Josh Hughes added 11 points, and Tanner Cuff chimed in with 10 points. The Aces play again on Wednesday at the Southern Illinois Salukis. Evansville women's basketball lost their conference opener at home to Drake yesterday, 76-54. The Lady Aces sit at 4-8 overall and will journey to Bradley on Thursday for their next game. The Indiana Hoosiers took care of business at home as they got past Winthrop, 77-68. Miles Rice paced the Hoosiers with 18 points. IU runs the record 11-3 and will get back to Big Ten play on Thursday when they host Rutgers. 21st-ranked Purdue cruised past Toledo at home, 83-64 on Sunday. Braden Smith had a monster game for the Boilermakers with 34 points, and Trey Kaufman-Wren added 23 points. Purdue is now 9-4 and will resume Big Ten action on Thursday with a road trip to Minnesota. Switching to professional sports from Week 17 of the NFL yesterday, the Indianapolis Colts saw their slim playoff hopes completely evaporate with a 45-33 loss in New York to the Giants. Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 32 times for 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. Joe Flacco started at quarterback for the Colts in place of the injured Anthony Richardson and went 26 for 38 passing for 330 yards. Flacco tossed a pair of touchdowns and also a pair of interceptions. The Colts are 7-9 and will close their season with a home game on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Finishing up in the NBA on Sunday, the Indiana Pacers earned a tough road win in Boston over the Celtics, 123-114. Tyrese Halliburton scored 31 points for Indiana as the Pacers avoid a third straight loss. They are now 16-17 on the season and will be back at home tomorrow afternoon for a meeting being with the Milwaukee Bucks. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, December 30th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.